just want to share the mission statement of what Holy League is about. This conference promoting the monthly holy hour. So, and what the purpose of this conference is, just not just for yourself and to remember what to leave here with, but to spread the word so you could get other men in your life, your fathers, your sons, to get them here. So Holy League's our mission. We are men who are called to battle as soldiers for our Lord Jesus Christ. We have Jesus Christ as our King and our Blessed Mother as our Queen. Holy League in the spirit of Marian chivalry. Under the patronage of Our Lady of Fatima, St. Joseph, St. Michael the Archangel, seeks to provide opportunities for faithful men to unite in prayer, especially through our monthly Eucharistic holy hours that we promote at every parish to be established, and for our annual conference. It is Holy League's mission to spread the message of the spiritual war raging all around us. We recruit men to fight for souls, starting with our own households. Our mission is to bring our wives, our children, with us to heaven, as we've heard all day. With the armor of God, we can defeat the prince of this world that Jesus talks about. The Most Holy Eucharist, the Word of God, confession, and Our Lady's Rosary as our primary weapons in this battle for souls. We men of Holy League are armored daily by Our Lady, with her scapular as our shield, her rosary as our sword. We are evangelizing and asking men to join us in this battle. We engage in spiritual combat because we are church militant. That's what this conference is about. This is what we promote. This is every one of our callings as men, Christian men, fighting for our own souls and the souls of our spouse, our wife, and our children, and our church. And the purpose of this conference, an opportunity to bring souls back to Christ, Jesus and his church, be set on fire with our faith, to be reconciled with God through the sacrament of confession. Praise God. The confession lines have been going since 6 a.m. on both sides, very long, and they're still going, so praise God. Men to experience Eucharistic adoration, Holy Mass and adoration, like I said. Men to know the five stones against Goliath. The five stones of Goliath. This is what David picked up, the five smooth stones to defeat Goliath. What are they today? What are our five smooth stones? Confession, Eucharist, Scriptures, Rosary, and fasting. To transform men's spiritual lives so they won't be the same again. Make the message clear. We are here to be holy or die trying. To be a saint, because what else is there? We are either divinized or demonized. Be men of conviction and zeal for our Lord Jesus Christ and his church. Be men of mission. Just like Dr. Martin talked about the new evangelization. The same message, the message of the gospel. We need to be men of mission, saving souls. Prepare our souls for battle, as Psalm 140 says, as well as Jesse Romero's front cover of his book. That's what it's called. It's a fight for souls, starting with our own soul and the souls of our family. Be devout sons to our Blessed Mother. Be always praying and carrying our weapon and our shield, the rosary, and the holy scapular. Be part of the real MMA, Mother Mary's Army. We want men to be exposed to know what sacred liturgy looks like, as we saw and experienced this morning, and what sacred liturgy sacred music sounds like that we heard our beautiful Skola today. We want men to know what power preaching sounds like, as we have already heard today. Talks geared toward us as men to be the best Catholic speakers, to bring in the best Catholic speakers, to motivate us, to convict us of what our mission is, to be disciples of Jesus Christ, and for men to leave as highly informed Catholics, ready to take back their souls, as we are seeing in the confession lines, to take back our marriages, our families, our parishes, our archdiocese, our country, and our culture. That is what Holy League is about today. Each one of you now is knighted as men of Holy League, being part of the conference. And to take this, what do you do? This is only an annual event. But what do you do to keep this fire ignited? You start your own Holy League Men's Holy Hour. And what does that establish? I said once before, what does that establish? The great habits that we all need to be as men, that need to have in our lives as men, as Catholic men. An opportunity to pray together, go to confession together, adore our Lord in adoration together, hear a man's sermon, a homily directed toward us, and some fraternity, the five pillars of Holy League, Men's Holy Hour.